Protocol 13, Distractions. 1. We need the Goyim to keep silent and be our humble servants. When we hire Goyim to work at our media companies, we might order them to discuss things which are inconvenient for us to discuss directly via our official documents. They will raise a din of discussion and create a distraction which will allow us to quietly introduce the laws we want and then present them to the public as an accomplished fact. No one will dare to demand the cancellation of a law that we've put forth, especially since it will be presented as an improvement. And immediately afterward, the media will distract the current of thought towards new issues. After all, haven't we trained people always to be always seeking something new? The brainless dispensers of opinions and forecasts will then throw themselves into the discussions of these new issues. Even now, those people are not able to understand that they don't have the remotest conception about the matters which they have chosen to discuss. Political issues are incomprehensible to all except those who have guided it already for many ages, namely, the creators of our philosophy. 2. From all this you will see that the apparent public opinion is that we are only carrying out the necessary functions of the government. And you may notice that it is not our actions but our words which seem to be more important when seeking approval. We are constantly making public declarations claiming that we are guided in all that we do, by the hope and conviction that we are serving the common good in solving their problems. We deceive workers. 3. Some people may be problematic for us in the way that they discuss political issues. In order to distract these people, we are now putting forward what we allege to be new political issues, namely, questions of industry. In this arena, let them discuss themselves silly. The masses have agreed to remain inactive, to take a rest from what they suppose are political actions, and we train them to do this in order to use them as a means of combating the Goy governments. They will remain this way only on condition of being found new activities, and we are prescribing them something which looks like the same political goal. In order that the masses don't figure out what they are really doing, we will further distract them with amusements, games, pastimes, passions, luxury homes. Via the media, we shall soon begin to propose competitions in art, and in sport of all kinds. These interests will finally distract their minds from asking questions which we would definitely not want to answer. Growing more and more unaccustomed to reflect and form many opinions of their own, people will begin to talk in the same manner as we do because we alone shall be offering them new directions for thought. Of course, we will do this through persons who will not be suspected of working alongside us. 4. The part played by the libertarians and utopian dreamers will be finally come to an end when our government is acknowledged. Up until that time, they will continue to do us good service. Therefore, we shall continue to direct their minds to all sorts of vain conceptions of fantastic theories that are new and apparently progressive, for we have completely and successfully attracted the brainless minds of the Goyim with the pursuit of progress, to the point where there is not one Goyim mind able to perceive that under this word lies a departure from truth in all cases. With the exception of material inventions, progress is an illusory idea which serves to obscure truth. Nobody knows this truth except us, the chosen of God, and we are its guardians. 5. When we finally come into our kingdom, our orators will talk about the great problems which had turned humanity upside down, and how these problems were brought an end under our beneficent rule. 6. Who will ever suspect then that all these peoples were stage managed by us according to a political plan which no one has so much as guessed at in the course of many centuries?